Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world? This is your man, Nick Eden, and I am here with the talk of the town.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Here with the talk of the town.
We take you to the Hometown Martinet in Brooklyn, where Bobby Millett and his orchestra are offering a program of dance music.
Town.
Live with the Middleman Presents Talk the Town with Nick Eden. I am your host, Nick Eden. I don't know where my man Al is at. He ain't made it into the studio yet, but that's okay because I still got my man KD sitting over there with his, it looks like, what you got, some banana pudding?
Yeah, man. And some extra wafers.
Boy, don't give me some banana. I ain't had no banana pudding in a long time, man. Don't make me revert back.
And them old folks that got them vanilla wafers.
Right, man, my grandma used to make some vanilla pudding, man. I'm talking about folks from all around you come around. You remember Chris Jack? Well, my mood. You remember Chris Jackson?
Yeah.
He used to come after every basketball game. She told him, if you win, you come over and you get you some banana pudding.
He made sure he won, didn't he?
Right. See how that worked out. But yeah, man. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in with us this week. We miss you. It's been a whole week for Talk the Town. I know it only comes once a week, but I get to missing you guys out there. Huh. Had an interesting week this week. I got a chance to check out T-Pain on Jimmy Kimmel Live. And he's saying, I'll say this much. First things first. I learned that T-Pain can play the piano. This is something I did not know.
He's actually pretty good at playing the piano.
Hmm?
Yeah. I said he's a very talented brother.
Yeah, but see, he sang this song and he sang without the auto-tune. And for all the years that I said that T-Pain should stop using auto-tune, I sincerely apologize. He absolutely needs it. I'm not playing here. Man. I was trying to rock with him. He was trying. Seriously.
He was trying, man.
He was trying. I had to give him an A for effort. The background vocals were in place. Of course, for his background vocals, he had his singing group, One Chance, which is an Atlanta-based R&B group. We've talked about them here on Talk the Town before. And they were providing the background. But, I mean, as much as he was trying, man, it just... It ain't really working out too well.
You know, Payne was a rapper at first, man, and he just looked up and found that program that made him sound like that. You know what I mean?
Well, I ain't mad at him.
Man, you know how Payne do, man.
We have two exclusives for you tonight. So, you know, we have two exclusive brand new records. One, I got my email today from the man himself. Tyrese, a.k.a. Black Tie, a.k.a. the dude from Fast Furious and Transformers and all that. We have a new exclusive remix of his hit single, Stay. It's a remix featuring Faith Evans and Rick Ross. We'll be playing that tonight.
What?
Yeah. I don't know where the hell he found Faith, but I'm glad he's
from, man.
I'm telling you, man, Tyrese, I'm going to tell you something right now. I want you guys to check up probably tomorrow afternoon. I'm putting up a story on RnBLover.com, and I'm going to explain to you guys why Tyrese's album is so important to black music right now. And I promise you, when you get through reading this article, you're going to realize just exactly how important it is. How important it is to go out and support this man and what he's doing. Because what I want you guys to realize is what he's doing right now is he's doing this independently.
Oh, yeah.
He's doing it in, so, and our second exclusive for tonight comes from my man, Anthony Hamilton. Now, you know that Anthony Hamilton is a favorite of the Middlemen, and tonight we are debuting his new record. It's a little different sound from him, something a little different, but I like it. This is, it's going to be Anthony Hamilton with Kerry Hilson, of all people. The new single from his album, Back to Love. That'll be out next Tuesday. And speaking of new releases, another friend to the Middlemen Talk Show and Talk of the Town with Nick Eaton just released his album this week, and that is Carl Thomas. He released his new album, Conquer. And this is after several battles in his personal life. We talked about those here on Talk of the Town with Nick Eaton. He is back. He is back with his new album, Conquer. It features the hit single, Don't Kiss Me. And he's got a lot of production in there from Bedell and Harris, Rico Love, Mario Winans, Black Elvis, the late, great Heavy D, and Mike Winans. So make sure
hey, it don't even sound right with you saying it, man.
I know, man. It's still, that's still crazy to me, man. It's still crazy. Also, hitting stores this Tuesday, America's favorite white boy R&B singer. No, not Justin Bieber. Robin Thicke. He comes back with his new single, his new album, his little whispering ass, Love After War. The Grammy Award winning singer's latest album. And his first single is actually the title track, Love After War. He also has a couple more collaborations that were scrapped from the album. This is what's so crazy. Let me tell you who was on this album originally. Originally, it was Usher, Maxwell, Faith Evans, and Pharrell. They were supposed to be guests on the album. I don't know what happened, but none of those records made the album. The only collaboration on the album is with Lil Wayne.
Lil Dunkie.
That's that Illuma. I'm not gonna say it.
Yeah, it's a, them white people.
Yeah.
I ain't talking about light skinned Negroes.
Right. Now we did just get through talking about T-Pain and that performance that he had on Jimmy Kimmel Live, but his new album Revolver is in stores right now. It features his single 5 o'clock, featuring Lily Allen and Wiz Khalifa. And the album is it's typical T-Pain. I will say that. I took a listen to it today. It's typical T-Pain.
Yeah, me too. Hey, but
you know what, man?
I'm going to tell you, it's one record on there that I think he need to go with, and I guarantee he won't. The Regular Girl record.
So what now?
The Regular Girl record.
That's the one he performed on Jimmy Kimmel.
The Regular Girl? Huh?
That's the one he performed on Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, I ain't even watched. I'm like, hey, Regular
Girl.
I'll put the link up.
It's crazy. Now, for all my listeners out there, for those of you who've been riding with Talk of Town for a few months now, you'll know that back a few months ago, after the tornadoes went through my home state of Mississippi, we did a feature on Malico Records. Now, we talked in that how we felt Malico Records was going to bounce back. They were going to be able to keep everything going. And they are, fresh off of 4 Grammy nominations. Just for one artist, Malico Records has Kelly Price now nominated for Best R&B Album, Best Female Vocals, Best Song, and Best Record. Congratulations to Kelly. Congratulations to Malico Records. And they've just taken it up a little further by signing Q Parker, formerly of 112, everybody remembers Q of 112. He will be releasing his new album, The Manual, through Malico Records. Shout out to Mississippi, man. I'm telling you, you can't keep us down. I don't care how you try. You can't keep us down. So they're going to keep doing their thing, man. And I'm glad they're doing their thing. And they got some real good R&B artists over there. And it's good to see Malico making that foray back into contemporary R&B. You know, a lot of people have written them off as just being a blues and gospel label, but nah, they got some heaters over there too. They got some heaters over there. Speaking of independent labels, Eric Benet who just had a phenomenal night at the Soul Train Awards about a week and a half ago. He joins the ranks of Kelly Price, Joe, and Tyrese in becoming an independent artist. Previously recording for Warner Brothers Records, Eric Benet has decided to take his career into his own hands and release his new album independently. Shout out to him. His new single, Real Love, is now on iTunes and Amazon, so when you get a chance, go support it. It's some classic R&B, man. Like I said, you know, I wish the newer R&B artists would kind of get on board and see that, you know, you don't have to chase these pop hits to have a sustainable career. I think with cats like Tyrese and Joe, they're showing you that you can still put out music with substance and it'd be relevant. Now on the sales side, not even going to really get into the sales this week. Of course, we got Adele who popped back up to number two. I think that Adele has been, I can't even really say what she's done this year. She is everything that they say a pop artist isn't. She doesn't have a light voice. She's not a size zero. She doesn't go around dancing off the stage, slipping off of stuff and TMZ every week. But she's selling records. Let's see. Put out quality product, and people will come. Is that such a strange concept? I'm just saying. Justin Bieber comes in at number three with his new album Under the Mistletoe, who won 39. Drake, his new album Take Care, is keeping himself in the top five. He's number four this week, and with about 89,000 sold. Mary J comes in at number six with her album My Life's Two, The Journey Continues, at 71,000. And Rihanna's right behind her with Talk That Talk at number seven with 64,000 sold. Now, that's pretty much it for the top 10 in terms of urban releases. However, there were a couple more key releases going on, including a new EP by Trey Songz. And now you guys know that I've never claimed to be the biggest Trey Songz fan, but one thing I can definitely support is that his new EP, Inevitable, I just bought it, and it's not bad. He's giving all the proceeds to charity. All the proceeds from this album are going to charity. So, mind you, this is the one that Atlantic doesn't really promote like that. What are you going to say to that? And speaking of Atlantic Records, I just got to take a slight second to put them on blast real quick. Once again, if you guys have been riding with the Middleman Talk Show and Talk of the Town with Nick Eden, one person that you may be familiar with is Michael Ayers. Michael Ayers was the winner of Andre Harrell's Superstar Soul Search. We featured him on the show several times. We played several of his records, including his first single, Mine Tonight, featuring Robin Thicke, that Kevin dubbed as Vulture Music. But he hasn't been shy about expressing his disdain with Atlantic Records and how they've been handling him as an artist. Now, they recently, after almost a year and a half, they recently released his single onto iTunes and Amazon. And here's the crazy thing. He didn't find out until a week later.
That didn't happen.
And he found out after I posted it on his Facebook wall.
That's crazy.
Ladies and gentlemen, we talk about major versus independent all the time. For a label to just be that low down and dirty, where they won't even inform you that your music is out, what does that say for major labels nowadays? Dirty. Mind you, this is part of the same machine, the Warner Music Group, that was recently sold this year, and it's said to be up for grabs at the middle of next year. For all you people out there that are so eager to sign to a major label, you might want to think about that. But I will say this. Thanks to the fan base and the work that he's been putting into, his single has actually been doing well on iTunes. It's now featured in the new and noteworthy section of the R&B part of iTunes. He's getting some great reviews on there. So when you get a chance, go check it out. Michael Ayers, Mine Tonight. It's on iTunes, on Amazon, Spotify, and wherever you go and shop your music, it's there. Now, Jazz. we've been talking about some quality records today so far. And I gotta tell you, man. Let me tell you where today's topic comes from. Quality versus quantity. Now, for those of you who don't know, I don't know how you might not know, but for those of you who are listening and don't know, I am a recording artist. And I was preparing 2012. I was actually going to drop, for the very first time ever, I was going to drop a mixtape on Valentine's Day, which ironically falls on Tuesday, this coming Valentine's Day. And I was struggling with it, man. I was struggling with it bad. You know my feelings on mixtapes.
Right.
I think that mixtapes are great for DJs. And I believe that DJs should continue to release mixtapes. The DJs, they are the ones who break the records for us. They're the ones that put a lot of the work in that we don't really get. They don't have to play these records. They can play what's in the top 40. So I feel that the mixtapes should go strictly with the DJs, and the artists should be concentrating on putting out quality product. Somewhere along the line, we figured in urban music that quantity was better than quality. So like I said, I was struggling with this, and I was like, man, I'm going to go ahead and I'm gonna do this. I'm going to release this mixtape. Then I thought about it and said, you know what? No. I'm sticking to my guns on this. I'm sorry. I just can't do it. I just can't do it. And I got to talking with one of my acquaintances, and he was like, well, man, you know, that's what you got to do in music nowadays. And I got to thinking to myself, why? Why do we have to do it?
I mean, everybody's getting programmed to the same thought process when it comes to putting music out, man. That's why he was so quick to tell you what he said.
Well, this is the crazy thing about it, because I did some research. Right now, R&B and hip-hop is one of the lowest-selling genres of music. Period.
Mm-hmm.
One of the lowest. However, R&B and hip-hop music, the only music where they give music away in such a large quantity. Now, don't get me wrong. Yes, pop, rock, and country labels, they do give free songs, but they give it in a controlled manner. It's the mm-hmm. iTunes free download of the week, or it's free when you sign up for that artist newsletter, or this or that, and it's usually no more than two songs, maybe three songs at the most. But in urban music, we're the ones that have that say, hey, look, we're going to give 20 songs away. Then in about 3 months, we're going to give 17 more. And then at the end of that, I want you to think that I'm so hot that you're going to go out and buy my album. Now, there's no question in that Trey Songz is one of the hottest male R&B singers out right now. And he just released two mixtapes, Anticipation 2 and Let Me Hold That Beat, with almost 40 tracks of free music. And now he puts his iTunes EP out for $5, and guess what? It's his lowest selling first week number since he first came out.
Hmm.
Now, is that an indication of what the album's going to do? Absolutely not. But what I will say is this. If you condition your fans to expect something from you for free, Trey Songz, you just gave me 40 songs for free. And now you want me to buy five. For what? Especially when two of those songs, two of the five are on a mixtape. We're going to get heavy into this quality versus quantity discussion when we get back. We're going to go into our first break. Our first break comes in the form of a song from one of the Middlemen's favorite. This is Anthony Hamilton featuring Kerry Hilson with Never Let Go. You're listening to the Middlemen Present Talk of the Town with Nick Eaton.
I know you've been hurting, pain and love is all the same in your eyes. So baby, take a chance to really let me show you. And if you open up, I'll teach you how to love for life. Yeah.
done seen a lot of things. I heard a lot of women claim they're gonna love me forever. Tell me now, what makes you different? I gave all my head, all the way down to my head. So boy, I need you right now to show me how to trust my heart over my mind. Yeah.
Featuring Kerry Hilson would Never Let Go.
Nice red record,
man.
Yes.
He said he wanted that to be his next single, and I was like, Anthony Hamilton and Kerry Hilson, I don't know how that's going to work. But it actually worked pretty well. I ain't mad at it at all.
She probably got a little T-Pain on her vocals.
I'm not going there today. If you're just tuning in to the Middle Memphis and Talking the Town with Nick Eden, we are discussing quality versus quantity. Now, there's a myth in urban music that in order to break as an artist, you have to constantly put out products, an example, mixtapes, in order for people to get comfortable enough with you to purchase your album. This is a practice strictly done in urban music, which ironically is the lowest selling genre, and the next generation of artists need to address this before they get more out of it. As the mixtape game effectively ended the sales force of R&B and hip-hop. Now, before I get, and if you want to get in on this conversation, please, by all means, give us a call, 718-508-9972. Hit that number one. We'll go ahead and get you in. I don't want to seem like I am absolutely against mixtapes. That's not the case. But I think that mixtapes have evolved into something completely different than what they originally were over the years. Now, I think that mixtapes are a wonderful tool. They are a wonderful tool for getting an artist out there. And you can call them mixtape and urban music, but they've been doing it for years. They call them radio samplers. They call them press samplers. Labels have been doing it for the longest.
What is it, EPs, right? EPs?
Well, yeah, you can say EPs, but I'm more or less talking about the compilations that these labels put together, or different marketing companies put together and sent out to the radio stations and to the DJs to let them know what new records are coming out, which records are priority records going into the new quarter. You know, it, like I said, it's been done for years. We found a very colorful way to do it within urban music, and it served a great purpose. A lot of records have been broken strictly off of the mixtapes. A lot of artists strictly off of the mixtapes, you know, from as far back as the Ghetto Boys to as far up as this new cat Future. So, I mean, it's definitely got its advantages to it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say, and Kev is probably more of a hip-hop guy than me, so I'll let him halfway take it for a second. You know, what is the good that you see with the mixtapes?
Well, I mean, it really shows and displays what you have as far as an artist, what you're capable of doing, and it can be a lure to a new audience that you possibly didn't have. Because, you know, mixtapes, they spread pretty heavy. I mean, that's one good thing as far as, you know, getting yourself introduced to an audience that may not have heard your works. Because, like, There are particular artists out there that had a good run behind mixtape. Jeezy is a prime example. Outside of what he did on his first couple of albums, when he put out the Snowman mixtape and all that, that helped introduce him to another audience also, as far as outside of what he already had in the streets or whatnot.
Yeah, that's true.
But
you can't take it away. It has helped. Look at Drake.
Yeah, Drake got a career off of a mixtape.
Yeah, I mentioned a second ago, Future. At 2 Chainz. Look at what the mixtape circuit has done for 2 Chainz in terms of his career.
Yeah.
A lot of people thought that it was going to be probably over after Player Circle, but it's worked for him. It really has. And one person in particular that I can really think that I saw firsthand that it did work for was Big Country from Grand Hustle.
Oh, yes. Oh,
yeah. A lot of people wrote him off. They were like, oh, well, Grand Hustle, Tip and Grand Hustle would think about Young Joe right now. Ain't nobody really thinking about Big Country. You know, he can go ahead and hang it up or wait for another PSC album. No. He had his album, his mixtape Cocaine, but he got out there, and now on his own he sold 60,000 copies.
Right.
Of that mixtape. I can't even begin to tell you how many other people, how many others of us who were in that circle at the time went out and sold our own copies of that mixtape, because I know I hit the flea markets heavy.
Oh yeah,
he gave me a couple of boxes and was like, "Hey man, get out there and make it happen." All right, cool. I hit two marks. I paid many a light bill and phone bill off that Cocaine mixtape. I'm just saying.
I mean, man, you know, a lot of artists, it helped out. I mean, speaking of now, you know, back in the days, like you said, when people were introducing when labels were introducing artists, a lot of times they use those use the mixtapes to put a compilation of artists together, and then, you know, artists just start doing their own thing. But, you know, you got some artists, man, that overdo it, in my opinion, you know, when it comes to mixtapes. I mean, like you was talking about with Trey Songz putting out 40 records. You know, that's a bit much, you know. Realistically, man, if you put out a sampler like they used to do back in the day, you have like about what, 4, 5, 6 songs at most, and they'll be very hot. And you know, you'll have some that you may feel, some you may not, but it will make you feel like, man, I got to check out who this artist is, because these records are hot. A side, B side, remember?
I do. And like I said, I think that the mixtape game has evolved so much. Like, mm-hmm. I'll put it to you this way, Screwed Up Quick.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
All those
Lord.
DJ
yeah.
Screw mixtapes. But what I will say about this, you weren't walking around with, oh, I downloaded my copy of DJ Screw, man. Hell no. You went to Screw's house, and you paid your money, and you got it.
Oh, yeah. But it was a true mixtape in the form of the exact word of mix. He put it together as a DJ should. A lot of mixtapes that are out right now are not actually mixtapes. They're street albums.
And that's exactly my point, because I look at it from the standpoint of someone like DJ Drama.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was he the innovator of the mixtape game? Absolutely not. But he was the person that realized the branding that came along with it. He was able to capitalize where someone like a DJ Screw wasn't around long enough to capitalize like he could have.
Right.
You know, DJ Drama, he really took it to another level. He broke a lot of artists because of it. His Gangsta Grill series was almost a mandate for hip-hop artists. You had to have, as a hip-hop artist, if you did not have a Gangsta Grill mixtape, you know, it was, and a lot of that can be attributed to Jeezy, just like you said a little earlier.
Oh, yeah.
That Trap or Die mixtape, I distinctly remember being in Montgomery and having Trap or Die Sundays every Sunday night at the Rose. You know, that club that you said never take y'all to again?
Yeah, please, never.
And I can remember that you could really just take that Trap or Die mixtape and play it from the beginning to the end, and the club would be up the entire time.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Impact. And that's fine, and that's great. What I think now, though, I think everybody's relying on too heavy. Oh, the label ain't releasing my album, so I'm just going to go ahead and put the mixtape out.
Oh, yeah, the mixtape before the album, the album before the album. I mean,
what
if you don't
happen to just
anticipation,
whatever happened to just working a record?
Some of the best advice that I ever got, I was in the airport in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I ran into K-John. And one thing he told me, he says, you know, if you got a record that you believe in, push and push and push it as hard as you can. If you really believe in that record, push it until you can't push it anymore. His hit single, On the Ocean, he said himself, he put it on 3 different albums. He believed in that song that much, and he just kept pushing and pushing and pushing it. That's not the mentality of a lot of cats. I'm going to go ahead and drop this mixtape. I'm going to go ahead and shoot my viral video for, I got 5 singles off this mixtape that I'm going to shoot. And it's like, come on. How many records from you can I take in 1 year? Come on, dude. Give me a chance to miss you.
Hey, man.
Give me a
perfect example of that is V.I.C. That Wobble record just came back.
Yeah.
It was like somebody, it just fell off the face of the earth, and all of a sudden, boom, it's back again.
It just hit again. When Mike Jones had Still Tipping?
Yeah.
That record was 4 years old.
Oh, yeah. When it finally hit and everybody caught on to it. Yeah. Yep, you're right. You're exactly right. But
I mean,
that goes.
What happened to putting real faith into a record?
I know, but I mean, it goes to what you said. That's the quality of a record over just constantly bombarding people with records that they can't get a grasp or hold of yet.
Now, like I said, I'm not going to completely dismiss mixtapes, but I do think that they are for the DJs. Let me say something about the DJ, and anybody who knows me knows that if there's one, if I had to pick just one particular entity within the music business that I go hard for, I will ride for, it is always the DJ. There are so many DJs out there that work hard every night. It is very difficult to keep a club rocking all night.
Oh, yeah.
To give that many personalities just to get on the dance floor and stay on the dance floor, that takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of skill. And it's a thankless job. You can be a DJ in Atlanta, Georgia, and you can be playing every independent artist out there, but guess who they're trying to be in the face of all the time? Greg Street. They're not thinking about you. Oh, you playing the Hole in the Wall Club. I'm going to email my track to you. Go ahead and play it for me, homie. And that might be the last time you ever see them again. But they're always in Greg Street's face, or they're always in Ryan Cameron's face. And that's fine. They're always in the Dirty Boy's face. That's fine and dandy. You're supposed to do that. But there are a lot of thankless DJs out there, a lot of nameless faces out there who work day jobs just like these artists do. They don't get. So I think that the mixtape game is for them. Let them put those mixtapes. Let me give you some exclusive. What do you have going on? Let me help you pass out some of your mixtapes. Because, you know, you're out here and you're grinding. You're helping me. Let me help you. Let me brand what you're trying to do.
Well, man, just like with Pastor Troy. I recall when Pastor Troy was working his record a long time ago. I mean, he had a lot of different guys helping him push that record, if you recall.
I do.
You know, I mean, from different areas.
I do recall that. And he was one of the people that I distinctly remember being very, very hands-on with the DJs. He was very hands-on with the DJs, and Granddaddy South was very hands-on with the DJs, too. He's a little eccentric.
Yeah, he is.
But he was very hands-on with the DJs. Leave the mixtape. Like, now you have mixtapes coming out, they don't even have a DJ hosting it. I mean, you went from something that was strictly about breaking new talent to, let me go ahead and put my whole album on here. Oh, let me get the hottest DJ, and then it went to, let me just not get the DJ at all. I'm just going to put all these songs together and put them up on live mixtapes. They're not even going to be mixed.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy to me. That's crazy to me. And even if you look at the numbers, for some, it just does not work. For some, it just doesn't. Let's use Chrisette Michelle for an example. Now, Chrisette Michelle, we know, soul singer, probably one of the best new voices we've had in R&B and soul to come out in a long time. Now, first album, it was a slow build, but the album eventually went gold. Second album came out,
came out as the number one album in the country. Now, I don't care what anybody says. No one at Def Jam or Universal thought that that little black girl was going to have the number one album in the country. But she did. She had a steady touring fan base. She put out quality product. Then the pressure came. And before her third album, Let Freedom Reign, came out, she said, I'm going to put out a mixtape. I'm going to put out a mixtape to help my, to soothe my fans over until my album comes. And that album that she put out was the lowest selling album of her career. Now, am I saying that it was the mixtape's fault? No. But what I am saying is you just gave me 15 songs.
Yeah.
Why am I about to buy 12 from you?
Exactly.
You just gave me 15. Why am I about to buy 12? The music fan nowadays already has a short attention span. There's a very short attention span among music fans nowadays. So I'm going to go ahead and give you something, and then I'm going to come back a couple of weeks later and ask you to buy something else. You've already moved on to the next person. Because you've listened to 15 songs with me, you've had your fill. Now you want to hear the next rap. Now, Future, who is an MC from Atlanta, just recently signed with Epic Records. He had a big mixtape following, and it's going to be interesting to see where it goes from him. And once again, if you guys want to get in on this conversation, go ahead and give us a call, 718-508-9972. But Future's had a big mixtape following, and he's, you know, he just signed his label deal with Epic Records. We're going to see how his album does. Now, I wish him all the success. I do. I do wish that he has that same amount of success that someone like Drake or Nicki Minaj or Lil Wayne has. But I will say this, and I will say this right now. If you're relying solely on the mixtapes, at some point you have to realize you're going to have to put out a real product. And I would damn sure want to take quality product over quantity any day.
But you know, Nick, one thing too, a lot of artists can't transition from that mixtape game into that just putting out a quality album. A lot of guys can't transition to that. And I've noticed
why
some
do you think
guys. You put out so many good records already. I mean, you might have put out the records that needed to be on. I mean, you think about it, man. Rick put out that Albert Anastasia album.
Yeah.
And then he put
yeah.
out the album right after that. And I mean, a lot of that stuff was already on that record. I'm like, why? Crazy. But
why
hey, we
put
do
out an EP?
I don't know. I don't know, man. Like you said, a sampler or something. But we do have someone that would like to get into the conversation.
Okay, cool.
All right. Hey, what's up? You live on the Middleman Talk Show. Nick Eaton, Talk of the Town. What's going on? Caller.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my man. I'm live.
Oh, what's up, man? What's going on?
What's going on? I'm saying, just chilling back, listening to the whole conversation for the past 30 minutes. You know,
what you think about it, man? We on point?
Good cover of y'all got going on. You know, I'm like, okay, yeah, y'all giving some good pointers out there for the, you know what I'm saying, for artists who on the come up that need to know the mixtape game. Really, like, is it necessary for you to do it or is it not necessary for you to do it? I mean, me personally think, like, mixtapes, I mean, it's cool to a certain point, but it's got to the point, like, they kind of, like, got the misconception, like, what is the purpose of the mixtape is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they you know what I'm saying? I believe that, you know, take a mixtape back in the day, it was like, majority was just something like you kind of contribute with the DJ. And then, you know what I'm saying, you giving your fans, like a different, kind of a little bit of different side of you.
Right.
Like, it's a contribute, like, the DJ and the artist. Majority, like, you know what I'm saying, but they treat it more now like a EP prior to the album.
Right.
Other than a mixtape. Like, normally, like, a mixtape, they jump on, like, a certain track or whatever, like, whoever was hot. At a certain point in time, they jump on their instrumental and they flip over on the track. Or you hear some little cuts, scratches in the mixtape or whatever by the DJ. You know what I'm saying? But kind of bring liveness to the DJ, bring a little liveness to the mixtape. Like, now you don't really hear none of that. You don't hear no, like, no mixes, no scratches, no, like, none of that.
None of that.
You know what
that
I'm saying?
Was
like,
the,
no,
yeah.
Like, some artists that pay homage, like, they'll throw like an old school beat on there. They'll pay homage like whoever they came up listening. They'll like throw like somebody some Run DMC or Curtis Blow beat instrumental on the, you know, and then rap over. Kind of really pay homage. Like, you don't really see none of that. You know?
Well, let me ask you this. Because you're making a great point. At what point do artists realize that, hey, I'm kind of taking this out? It's like, it seems like not only do the artists want to cut off the labels, but they want to cut the DJ out too. Now, you want the DJ to play all these records, but you're not dealing with them in their field. This is the DJ's field.
Yeah, it's the DJ field. Like, nowadays, DJ feels as though, okay, if I don't do this mixtape, they feel a certain way if they don't do it. Because if you've been dealing with a certain DJ for a certain point a long time, like, you know a DJ a long time, they feel as though, oh, man, you went to so-and-so, why you ain't come to me, blah, 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 blah. And then what that DJ does, he might not want to play the mixtape because you ain't reached out to him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now, it's kind of like, that's why I say it's like, DJ's not how DJ used to be back then, because, like, DJ used to rock out everybody's mixtapes. Like,
that's true.
Like,
you want to know what the difference
like,
is?
You understand? Like, y'all remember when Magic Mike used to put out mixtapes before his label album deal?
Oh, yeah.
That's how
he
played his album deal. Magic Mike had the mixtapes out there. Every DJ was spinning a Magic Mike mixtape in a club.
Yep.
A Jam Pony mixtape was getting spent in clubs and cars. Y'all know the Jam Pony mixtapes.
Yes, sir.
Like now, it's like DJs, they don't like support other DJs like that.
The difference is back then, Magic Mike, every DJ had a different exclusive from him. Think about this. And this goes back to what I was saying. It went from, let me make sure that all the DJs that I mess around with, even the ones that I'm just beating, let me get an exclusive. You might have 40 songs that you're going to give away. But instead of doing one mixtape with one DJ, what's wrong with giving each one of those DJs an exclusive? Something that they can play that nobody else has. It's an exclusive for them. It's an exclusive verse or it's an exclusive song.
Man, that's the difference. I agree. Like, if a DJ, if you're doing a mixtape with a certain DJ, and yeah, you should like go in there and just record one little record just for something exclusive just for that DJ that you're dealing with. That's like that not only like that go back to you helping the artist, helping the DJ also. So like that's like talk of like word of mouth out the street. Hey, blah blah blah. Have you picked up such and such such the DJ such and such new mixtape? He got that new such song on there. So that goes back, people going back look for that DJ. That helps build the buzz up back for that DJ. You contributing back the buzz. You already got your buzz. You contributing back your buzz towards that DJ.
But you know what, man, fellas, in this digital age, it's like you can't even give a DJ an exclusive, because if you get it on one site or they get it on one particular mix, somebody gonna jack that mix and take your tag off of it and ruin it.
They know it's hard to take a tag off of it. The only way they're gonna take a tag off of it, they gotta go back in there and edit the record. Then put, you know what I'm saying? Grab a little piece of the little instrumental, go back and edit it. Why do you want to go through all that?
True that.
Why you want to go through paying an engineer to do all that? You know what I'm saying? Hey, go blah blah blah, do this, do that. You know why go through all that?
Me personally,
I tell you,
the last person
DJs,
did this.
No DJ saying
the
no
last
DJ
person,
love.
The last person in memory that I can think of that did something along the lines of that was Young Jock. Young Jock was one of the only hip hop artists to break of 2007. And I mean, when I say break, I mean like really break onto the charts, break onto, you know, break into the pop charts, number one single. If you notice, prior to his album coming out, Young Jock didn't have a mixtape. He was on a lot of mixtapes.
But about one
he didn't have a mixtape. And one thing I remember, because I was working at Clear Channel at the time, one thing I remember about Young Jock was, it was 06. I'm sorry, it wasn't 07, it was 06. One thing I do remember about him is Young Jock will make sure that he went and he personally spoke to every single person. Every single person he shook hands with. How you doing? Look, I know you're a DJ. Shoot me your email. I'm going to shoot you something exclusive just for you. He was the last person that I can remember actually doing that. And he was all over mixtapes, but he never had a mixtape of his own. until after his album came out. Then he dropped a couple of mixtapes. So it can be done in the digital age, and I know the music industry has changed a lot since 2006, but it can still be done. And I guess my biggest point about this is, we're getting ready to go into our second break, and we appreciate your call. My biggest point about this is this. At a certain point, artists have to realize that you got to try something else. If you look at the pop charts, there's not a Lady Gaga mixtape. There's not a Taylor Swift mixtape. There's not a Susan Boyle mixtape, nor is there a Justin Bieber mixtape, even though he probably will do one in a short time because he wants to convince everybody he's a rapper. Why is it that in urban music, we are the only ones that feel we have to devalue our music by giving it away for free? What's wrong with standing up to somebody and saying, look, I understand you used to giving things for free, but I worked hard on this. And anybody out there that's on the line and you've put together a project, whether you've been the artist, a songwriter, the producer, the DJ, the graphic artist, or whatever, even down to the engineers, it is, you know that it's very difficult, especially in these days and age when this economy, for us to take the extra money and the extra time that it takes to put these projects together. This is my hard work. It is worth something. It is valuable. I'm not asking you for all your money. I'm just asking you for a couple dollars to help me support what it is that I'm doing. There's nothing wrong with saying that. And if our pop, country, and rock counterparts can say that, then why can't we? I just don't see why we can't. We're going to get ready to go into our second break, and we're going to come back and wrap this up. Our second song of the day is actually by an artist that I wish that he would have dropped half of his last album as a mixtape, and that way we wouldn't have to listen to Black Tie as a rapper. This is Tyrese, and this is another exclusive tonight. This is Tyrese with the remix of his hit single, Stay, featuring Faith Evans and Rick Ross. This is the Middleman Presents Talk of the Town with Nick Eaton.
You know we had to do a remix, right? Voltron Records. Let's go.
I'm gonna stay. Oh, stay. Sean Nyker. Shoe game is immaculate, that other boy be lacking. So give you time to calculate, cause fat boy always accurate. My appetite is sexual,
right?
Wanna taste the best of you. Mr. Groove, swimming pools full of revenue.
Woo!
Skipping school, schooling to get to what you gotta do. Making moves, millionaire, you would've never knew. Cherry red, beam around with a tenderoni. Huh. Falling all day, but five in the morning.
Banging.
But you know what? It ain't a remix until you have Puffy in there saying, take that, take that, take that.
Folks. Well, you know, that's new. That Maybach music is the new thing with that.
I know.
Gotta have that as a remix. Maybach
is on everything, man. Oh, my God. Is he going to MC Hammer himself?
I hope not. Well, now, you know they pushed his album back.
Yeah, he had that doggone seizure, working too hard.
I think he should have thought twice about saying, well, Jeezy album got pushed back, my album don't get pushed back, though. Jeezy album coming out on time. All I'm saying.
Hey, man, I want anybody in the New York area, December the 9th, which is tomorrow, they're going to have a cancer benefit concert. With special guest Farnsworth Bentley. They got free food. It will be served. They got details. Check out my man The Nook over there on Facebook or either on Twitter.
On Twitter.
If you're in the New York area.
Follow the homie. They're over there killing it, always a good supporter of the middleman.
Yeah.
Well, guys, if you were tuning in with us today, you know that we were talking about quality versus quantity. The myth in urban music that in order to break as a new artist, you have to constantly put out products, i.e. mixtapes, in order for people to get comfortable enough with you to purchase your album. This is a practice strictly done in urban music, which is ironically the lowest selling genre, and the next generation of artists need to address this before it gets even more out of hand. Has the mixtape game effectively ended the sales force of R&B and hip-hop? And I will say this much. I do not think that it ended it, but I absolutely do think that he has put a serious hindrance on it. I think that it put a serious hindrance on it, and it needs to be addressed. The next generation of artists has to stand up and say, look, if Taylor Swift and Jesse J, if their music is good enough for you to buy, then so is mine. And it's not that I don't believe in giving anything free away to fans. Anybody who follows me on Twitter or on Facebook, they know I'm always giving away free music. Always giving away free music. But I'm only asking for your email address, or if I get one of those special deals with Amazon where you can download, one of my singles for free, you can download another MP3 of your choice for free, or two more MP3s of your choice for free. So there is, I do give away free music. I will say that. Lightly, I do realize that there is value in what I do. I work hard, and it's not just me. It's not just me, folks. It's a whole bunch of people. It's a whole bunch of people that helped make Nick Eden who he is. There's a whole lot of producers. There's a whole lot of marketers. There's a whole lot of people that help. Just like there's a whole lot of people that put people like Tyrese in the place that he's in. It's a whole lot of people that put people like Jay-Z in his place. But you have to respect those people. These are people's families we're talking about. They're feeding their families. And we out there saying that we're going to give all this away for free. Then we're effectively saying, hey, I don't care what you got going on at home. I don't care about your family eating. I want this music free. And if I come to your job and I say whatever product you got there, I want it for free, you probably look me in my face and
talk here. Hey, man.
What you got going on this week, man?
Man, getting ready for this Middleman Talk show coming up this Sunday, man. And most likely, man, hopefully get out here on this park again and play a little bit of basketball again.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, try to get my shot in. No win. No win at
all. I need to get out there with you, man. I need to get out there.
Come on, man. Come on.
I've been slacking. I'm kind of on hold. You guys, I've talked to you before about this R&B Fitness Challenge web series that I'm doing. It's on hold till the top of the year, so I've been getting a couple extra little snacks in, but I'm starting to know
around
the mid section. It's okay. It's just going to make the show that much better. I'm telling y'all, the show is going to be quite entertaining. All I can say is, Kev, I'm going to be catching chickens on the show.
All right, Rocky. Okay.
I'm telling you right now, this show is going to be hilarious, but it's also going to be educational. And it's also going to let people know. It's not about me getting thin. It's not about me getting thin at all. It's about me being healthy, man, being around for my family, and it's about showing other people.
Me too.
But, you know, you can live a healthy lifestyle and not be, you know.
Hey, you can chase that chicken, but when you catch him, don't choke him, okay?
I ain't going to choke him. I'm going to chop his head off and pluck him and...
Hey, man, let's see what our man the Nook got going on. I know they got a couple of things going on with that Stewart brand. What's up, Nook, man? What y'all got going on, man?
I mean, you know, just trying to make it do what it do.
Always. Always.
The man of 1,000 hustles right there.
Hey, I need about 1,000 more.
Hey, man.
Hey, man, give your Twitter out, man, so people can follow you on Twitter, man, because sometimes I just be looking at your Twitter, man, just be reading stuff. I be like, man, this joker right here be putting up some stuff.
I mean, you know, I just be on Twitter, just be just random stuff, or whatever. I just see something, I just, like, decide to put something on Twitter, but wherever I see, if I see something crazy happen, either in the music or sports or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we, basketball.
Like earlier, I'm watching 106 and Park, and I'm watching, Diddy done revamped his Bad Boy.
Who?
Diddy.
Son,
revamped Bad Boy.
Yeah, I see, son. What's that boy's name?
Hey, Machine Gun Kelly. He signed French Montana. And I'm thinking, like,
yeah, friends.
This is the thing what bothers me with artists who got a buzz, like building. It's like, why would you sign? Why not build your own label situation with somebody? You know what I'm saying? Why would you sign? Just like Luda said, why would you sign under Nickel? Who sign under Nickel? Who sign under Nickel? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
take your
not?
Money
if
five
you got,
ways.
If you know what I'm saying? Exactly. You got too many hands in your pocket. You got this man in your hand in his pocket. You got this man hand in your other pocket. You got this man in your back pocket. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, why not create your own situation? You put both your hands in all your pockets.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I meant to watch that. Are you telling me that French Montana signed with Bad Boy?
Bad Boy. Yep, he's Bad Boy now.
Yes,
let
sir.
Me explain something. For those of you who may not be that familiar with French Montana, it's two unsigned, well, to this point, there were two unsigned artists in hip-hop that I felt had the largest buzz, and that was 2 Chainz
and
French Montana.
See,
he could have had his own situation anywhere.
2 Chainz, he still signed a DPP.
Yeah, that's true.
But French could have actually made a label move. He could have made a label deal move.
That's what I said. Why not go get your own situation? That didn't make no sense.
French could have had his own movement, man.
That's bad management. Bad, you know what I'm saying? Bad whoever you got around.
Man, it's all the fact. It's the fact that he looking at, you know, having a label. People want to have a label, have them association with the people that are in those labels. And Puffy, I guess he feel like having an association with Puffy will open up more doors than him going at his own thing, not realizing that he could have got a $100 million deal or something, or close to it.
Do y'all research. When the last time y'all seen Puffy blow up a rap artist?
Nobody. You see what happened with him and Nicki? Yeah, him and Nicki and him and Rick, he went under the management.
I mean,
they left.
I like the artist Puffy had in the past. G-Dep, Black Rob, I used to like all that. I even liked the Lock first album. That was cool. But he couldn't do nothing with him.
He don't know what he's doing, man. And plus, he's busy promoting himself.
He got a monster. He got two monsters sitting over at Bad Boy right now, just kind of sitting up. Red Cafe and I Seen the Dream.
Man, he been at Red Cafe from past I remember he introduced Red Cafe 2 years ago at the Core DJ retreat that was there.
At the Core DJ?
2 years ago.
And, when they were at Justin's. I remember.
Yeah.
And
he can't do nothing with them. What the
hell? And still ain't dropping an album out yet.
Yeah, Red Cafe
and
sitting
Red
over
Cafe
there like in limbo. Yeah, he dope. He just sitting in limbo.
Okay. All right.
So that's a whole other topic, a whole other show.
Oh, yeah. Dumb day, dumb, dumb,
fact,
dumb.
That's going to be next week's show. Hip-hop and these dumb-ass labels.
Good call.
Because I got some things to say about this No Limit Forever. I'm sorry. So you guys make sure you tune in next Thursday.
Yeah, I ain't going to say no more.
Oh, man.
Boy, that's just what we can name drop. Like, what? How many ladies we can name drop?
Woo!
So, yeah, tune in. Y'all tune in next week.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, y'all make sure y'all tune in next week. Next week, we going in.
Yes, sir.
We want to appreciate everybody that came in and listened to us today. Make sure you tune in this coming Sunday to the Middleman Talk Show, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Central, where all four will be in the house, myself, Kev, Al, and Jen. And, of course, next Thursday on Talk of the Town with Nick Eden at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. We love you all. Thank you for making this coming up on 3 years for the Middleman Talk Show and 1 year for Talk of the Town with Nick Eden. Go ahead and hit us with that outro, Al. Kev, damn, my bad.
The late, great Nick Eden.
The middleman shouted, Big Chris shouted. Now I ain't sure what you was tuning in to, but pay attention to the real talk. What we here for, so take a listen time out, take a minute. Shout in and learn some, put your mind to grind the world. You destined to earn some. Linda, yeah, comment on what you hear. Let's figure out that master plan and put this thing in gear. Don't matter if you hood or you corporate, don't guess you got a will to do way better than you were doing. Well, then you fortunate. Take a stand, stop complaining about what you ain't got. Hating on the next man, cause he was dying to break shop. Every Sunday, tune in, go live, 6 p.m., blogtalkradio.com. The middle me. Hey, what's happening? The middle me. Hey, what's happening? The middle me. Hey, what's happening? Blogtalkradio.com.